Here at Radio Gorgeous, we are absolutely delighted to hear of a new play that is a true celebration of talented women. All four stars of The Thunder Girls are gorgeous women over 50. Plus, the show has a female writer, a female producer, and a female director. Today, I'm really excited to be at the Loose Women Studios meeting one of the play's stars, daytime TV legend, Colleen Nolan. Oh. Hi, Colleen. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, hi. It's a pleasure to be here. Daytime legend. That's a bit strong.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm absolutely going to go with it and love it.
Yeah, take
you.
It, Colleen. Take
I
it.
I am. Taking that home on the train with me today.
Ah, good.
Telling
good.
My kids when I get home.
Oh, I'm pleased about that. Yeah. Well, Colleen, you announced last week that you're starring in the world premiere of The Thunder Girls. And I know you've done some pantomime before, yeah. but this is your first kind of serious acting role. Mm-hmm. Why now?
I've been very lucky in the respect I've been offered lots of stuff, good stuff in the past over the years, but it's never been the right time because my kids were young and it would have meant, you know, touring things were like 5 months touring here, there and everywhere. My kids were at school. I was offered stuff in London, but I live in Cheshire. So again, it would have been uprooting the kids and it just didn't feel like I could, I just knew it wasn't right for me at that point. Now, obviously, my kids are grown up. I'm kind of newly divorced. And I've been very, very lucky that this fantastic part of this great, what I hope, well, I know is going to be a great play, has come along and I've been offered this opportunity and it's just come at the right time. It's amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
It's funny how things happen, isn't it? Just at the right time, something opens, a door opens, and
yeah.
then you decide to go through that door.
Yeah, because I kind of just accepted, well, you know what? You were offered that. It wasn't right for you. And that section of is probably done and dusted
yeah.
now, and then all of a sudden this comes along and it's like
yeah.
wow.
Oh know. Great. Art, here I am, the Loose Women Studios. So you've been a key part of Loose Women for almost 20 years. I can't believe I'm actually saying that.
I can't believe it's true. Yeah.
And one of the reasons, you know, everyone loves Loose Women is because it reflects them. There's women of all different ages on the panel and people
yeah.
can see themselves in what's being talked about and also visually in the women that are on the panel. But what's interesting is, I mean, we've got so many fabulous actresses in this country, over 50, but we don't see enough of them, do
no.
we, on stage or screen?
No, we really don't. And I think that's why this play coming along as well, not only is it well written and it's a good story and it's going to be a good fun night and it will give you a glimpse into what goes what does actually happen at these big reunion tours. But the fact that it is for women over 50s and it's written by a woman, and it's produced and directed by women. And like you say, even, you know, in the demographic is still very male-based, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's really changing a lot, thank goodness. It's going in the right direction.
Yeah.
But that's why I love Loose Women as well, because the panel is all... I mean, we've got people from the 20s up to the 70s.
Yeah.
It's just right across the board. And there isn't many shows that, you know, over a certain age, you get that opportunity. So, yeah, it's very positive on all levels, this play. And yeah, that's another thing that I'm quite proud to be a part of.
Absolutely. And do you think the fact that it's written by a woman makes a difference? Because one of the big hits recently is Killing Eve.
Mm.
And everyone's saying, you know, the popularity of that is because, you know, largely down to not just the wonderful actresses, of course, but the fact it was written by a woman. So when you receive the script, could you sense something different about it?
I could sense it was written by a woman.
Yeah.
You know, because she totally got...
Yeah.
She got all aspects of women, you know, and she got all aspects of... Obviously, the great side of women where we can have
yep.
a laugh and it's good fun, but also that where we can be very cutting. I mean, there's some killer lines in this play that literally I'm mouth open but laughing because they're killer lines, but they are funny.
Ah.
So she's got all that side of it as well. And funnily enough, she's had this play and this book for over 20 years.
Wow.
But 20 years ago was... Although they love the play, they wanted her to put younger women in it.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she said it won't work with younger women because it's a girl band from the 80s who then have a very toxic breakup and don't only arrange this dinner 30 years later. Well, how can a 25-year-old play that age?
Oh,
I mean, she wouldn't
ridiculous.
Have been born when they were famous, you know.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, 20 years ago, it shows you how different it was, that
yeah.
it was just, oh, well, we can't do it then, because no one will accept women over a certain age. So it's fantastic that now
yeah.
this opportunity's come along.
Isn't that shocking, though, that that's what actually happened?
Yeah.
Dear me. I mean, you mentioned there that it's about reunion of an 80s band. Mm. And of course, you were in the original girl band, the Nolans.
Yeah.
Does the storyline in any way, shape or form remind you of what life was like back then?
Yes. I mean, obviously, you know, the way the Thunder Girls fall out and how much actual animosity there is between them in that time doesn't resonate.
Yeah.
But what resonates is, you know, we were... You know, the height of our career was the 80s.
Yeah.
And we did split up. And then 25 years later, we did a reunion.
Yes, that's right.
And actually, in that 25 years, we all became very independent of each other. So then when we sat round and had our dinner meeting, which everyone has to have when they're doing a reunion, you know, there were moments of all of a sudden we had to be part of a group again. And we had to be, you know, it had to be a democratic vote situation about clothes, music, and when you've had 25 years of just thinking of yourself, there were moments of like, well, I'm not doing that. Well, then don't do it. You know, it was like, you know, because all of a sudden there has to kind of be a leader again. And so it's difficult. And we're sisters. So we can have a row, but still love each other and get over it and move on. But I think there's a lot of bands. I mean, it's interesting that, for instance, the Spice Girls had that famous meeting recently, the dinner. Yeah. And, you know, Victoria isn't going to be on the tour. So this is kind of a way of people seeing. Although it's an exaggerated version, there's also a lot of truth in what goes on.
Yeah. It's interesting. What can people expect when they come to see the show? Is it a musical? Is it a play?
It's actually called a playsical. Which apparently was is an American term, actually, surprisingly. Playsical, which means it's a play with music. So it's got original music in it, but it's not a musical where every 2 minutes somebody's singing.
So it's not like the current fad.
No,
the
it's
jukebox
mainly a
musicals.
Play, and there's like, I think there's 3 or 4 original songs.
Okay, great.
You know, dispersed through it. So.
And your character, Anita, what is she like?
She's... I think she's the one that just walked away from all of it because she had a really, really embarrassing moment in front of millions of people. And literally couldn't handle it, got on a plane and left the country and has not been seen or heard of for literally 30 years, went off and lived this kind of normal life. And then is approached to have this dinner. And, you know, she felt very ripped off by the band when they split up and things like that. And it's just, you know, she comes back and I think she's the one that's, I think for me, the way I'm reading it is she's kind of more laid back in the others that, listen, I'll do it, but if it doesn't work, I'm fine because I've got this other life away from it, you know.
Yeah.
So she's more laid back, but she's come in kind of stronger, as in if I'm going to do it, you're not going to rip me off again, because she still doesn't trust them. None of them trust each other now because too much has happened. But like I said, just some very funny lines, but equally some really poignant moments as well, which makes you, you know, kind of go, oh, it's really sad. And then moments where you think, I hope they do get back together. I want to see them back together now. It covers all bases, really. And I love the character of Anita. She's good. She's fun, but she's quite laid back as well.
And I guess you'll be singing?
Yes, apparently. Like I said, I think there's 4 original songs that have been written.
Yeah.
And one of them's mine, apparently. So, I've not heard it yet.
And how does that make you feel?
It's just something else to learn.
Yeah.
I'm just very scared.
Yeah.
It makes me... I'm good. I get an adrenaline rush. I've never done this before.
Mm. So have you ever sang on your own?
I've sang solos on stage and stuff like that, and I've even sang on Loose Women. But I've never acted before. Like you said, I've done pantomime. Yeah. But the thing with pantomime is you walk on, forget your script. It doesn't matter because you can go, oh, I forgot my script.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that in an actual serious... Yeah. All my sisters, obviously, have done plays and musicals for years now, and they're all so good.
Mm.
So I keep going to watch them thinking, oh, my God, what if I'm I'm the really bad one, you know, because I don't know. But I kind of like that adrenaline rush.
Yeah, it's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's that kind of feel the fear and do it anyway feeling. Yeah.
But you auditioned for this role, didn't you?
I did, because I was offered it, and I said, look, that's really nice of you, and I feel, you know... very honoured that you would offer me this role, but I would really like to read for it because I don't know if I can do it and I don't want to get up there and ruin it or embarrass you, and certainly I don't want to embarrass myself. So I went and did a read through and an audition with Bev Callard and Mina Anwar. And instantly we hit it off. Anyway, I've known Bev for years, yeah. So we just giggle all the
They're
time.
They're great actresses, aren't they?
Oh, amazing. Mm. Well, of course, that's daunting. Mm. You know, it's kind of, these women are established, brilliant actresses. Mm. And I also didn't want them to feel, I'd hoped that they weren't thinking, oh, well, she's just got in it because she's off mm-hmm. swimming, you know what yeah. I mean? I wanted yeah. to go and say, and I said to both of them, listen, after this audition or after we've read through it, I would rather you say to me, I don't think you can do it. Because yeah. I don't want to, you know, mm-hmm. put myself in that position. But luckily yeah. they were like, no, you're perfect for the part. And we all really gelled instantly. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's going to be harder work for me. They can learn a script in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm already asking for the script. And apparently I'm not getting it till September. So, yeah, I'm going to be up all night for weeks learning it.
Good for you, Colleen. I mean, it's interesting, is it? Because as well as being a radio presenter, I'm also a life coach. Mm. And I work with lots of women in their 50s. Mm. And sadly, a lot of ladies, they lose their confidence when they reach a certain age. So I work a lot with ladies about that. And what interests me about you is you're taking really, you know, a big step here, aren't you, to tread the boards?
Yeah, I am, because I can relate to those women that you talk to. I think I, certainly when I hit my 50s, it was like I've loved every decade of my life, but 50s was a real, I wasn't expecting to feel the way I did when I got in my 50s. And I think once your kids are grown, so my kids now, my youngest is 18 in June, and the boys are in their 20s and 30s. And there's that moment, I think, and I'm newly divorced, and there's that moment of, oh, is my job done here? I don't know what else I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I've kind of just, I think losing my sister, you know, Bernie, made me think, just take each, grasp everything you can. Yeah. And even if it scares you, just try.
Yeah.
So I've got loads of inspirational quotes on my walls, and whenever I'm feeling like, oh, I don't know if I can. You know, I've got one in my kitchen that says, take chances and only regret the things you didn't do.
That's a nice one.
And I always look at that and go, yeah, just do it. Yeah. And you know what? I'd rather try and fail than not try at all.
Yeah.
Because I think that's, and I always think Bernie would love to be here, failing even, you know, because she died at the age, well, you're younger than I am now. Oh. And yeah, I think certain things happen in your life. But I understand what women in their 50s and up feel, because I do get moments of that, of, you know, am I done? And then, you know, I'm very lucky. I'm in a lucky position where, for instance, Melanie Blake, who wrote this, has come along and given me this opportunity. Is there a part of me that wanted to go, oh, no, I can't, I need to go home? Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to battle through that.
Yeah, but it's fantastic you're taking that step. I mean, it's just amazing, it really
Thank
is.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best of luck with
Thank
it, Colleen.
Thank you so much, yeah.
I'm sure there's lots and lots of lovely ladies listening to this who would love to come and see you in the show.
Well, I would say book, because from what I've gathered recently, it's made me more nervous. It's selling, it's nearly sold out. I'm like, whoa, okay, back off.
And where is it appearing and when?
It's at the Lowry Theatre, Salford.
Great.
And it starts on September the 24th for a week. So if you want to see it, it's only on for that week.
And thank you so much again, Colleen, for taking part.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
For more amazing interviews with amazing women, please visit radiogorgeous.com.